Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
To a very special edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Juju Gotti, Black Trey, J Skills, and Big Jervin. We got a special guest in the house today. It's Justin Tinsley from Anscape, and also from Ridiculous Thoughts About Tupac Being Better Than Biggie. But we're not going to talk about that today.
That's completely off topic.
We're talking about a whole lot of other different things, but I just want to let everybody know, Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for all the extra content, for the watch-alongs, for the Discord, for the extra episodes, the OG episodes, all the Cinephobe special editions, all of it. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where it's at. All right, let's get the show started.
And on that note,
we have a guest, Justin Tinsley, friend of the show, family. What's up, baby?
Fellas, what's going on? Dog, that jersey collection is crazy. I can't stop looking at it,
brother.
That shit is fire. How y'all boys doing?
Go Birds.
Oh, man. Nah, Jerv. Don't do that. Come on now. Let's not go there. It's supposed to be a civilized discussion, man. Come on.
My apologies.
Nigga, Jerv never been civilized a day in his life.
Hey, before we jump into the nitty gritty, man, what dish would you bring? First of all, this is a hypothetical bomb Friendsgiving, right? What we having a Friendsgiving? What dish would you bring, Amin, to this Friendsgiving?
You know me, man. I'm gonna go for the shit that is the easiest to make. Ain't nobody gonna give me no problems, no talk back or whatever. I'm bringing fucking stuffing.
Okay.
I think I can make stuffing reasonably well. Where it was like, all right, how's the stuffing? It was all right. Ain't nobody gonna like shit on it.
Do you put a mean twist on it? What would be the mean twist?
Nah,
Okay. All right. That's cool. Juju.
Yeah. My nigga Mean not doing nothing extra, fam. You know that shit.
Okay, man.
And is it stovetop? Let me ask you, is it stovetop stuffing? Is that what you bringing?
No, not stovetop. I'll get the there's one at Costco. It's not
stovetop. I mean, it was like, I just need to get through the door. Just whatever's gonna get me through.
I mean,
the
would
door.
It be pre-made already? Would you just go pick it up?
Somebody he just gotta warm it up.
Oh shit, that's a good idea.
I wouldn't be mad if you just bought it store bought either too.
Yeah, I might do that. I might hit up like
Boston. I feel like a meaner nigga that just show up with the Whole Foods stuff and like.
Oh, there you go. Yep, but I would like put it into my own Tupperware. to make it seem like I did.
There you go. Nice. I ain't mad at that. Hey, you got to commit
He working smart, not hard.
I ain't mad at that.
Tinsley, what would you bring to the bomb Friendsgiving?
Dog, I'm telling you straight up, I am not a cooker. I would be that dude be like, man, y'all need anything from the liquor store?
There you go.
I'm about to go make that run. Because I know that will get me in. Like, if I try to cook something, no, I'd be like, nah, Tins, like we decided not to do it this year.
Right, like, nah. What would be the beverage of choice if you had to pick? And Amin say, I don't give a fuck, just bring whatever.
Oh, like me, I'm definitely going to bring like a variety. Like I like whiskey, so I bring some Woodford. You know what I mean? Got to bring some tequila because people love tequila. And, you know, some people like to make their vodka soda. So I at least start with that. And I have a specific request. Yeah, I'll do that.
Really? I was about to say there's two standards. And then everything else after that, you know, you just, you know, adding texture and color or whatever. But, like, you got to bring tequila because that's what the girls like. And you got to bring Hennessy. Yeah. And then everything else is...
Shout out to Hennessy, man. Hey, man. Let's not shit on Hennessy, man. I will say that Hennessy might start a problem a little later. So I don't know. The wrong Henny at the wrong time. Too much consumption might start a little problem, man. We might get problematic, man. So.
No alcohol has more of a controversial history than Hennessy. I will watch that documentary. That shit is crazy.
Hey,
could I raise you? I hear you on your Hennessy. Could I raise you? There was a Long Island iced tea that was pretty popular that came out. There was a plastic jug. Was that a national thing? Am I just being a Hampton student real quick?
Yeah, you being a Hampton deviant.
Okay, because yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't seen this Long Island iced tea. in the plastic bottle. Cause a lot of things.
The crazy thing is, man, like I remember that joint specifically at Hampton. I was like, man, I don't need to be drinking this. I do not. Like, even then, dog, it's like I'm over here drinking the bottom shelf of the bottom shelf. But I'm like, once you get in that environment, you get to that party, man. Just put some shit in the cup, dog. It don't matter.
It don't even matter, yo.
I'll figure it out tomorrow morning.
Man, the Jungle Juice days was insane. Thinking back on it, like, why do we ever subject ourselves to just doing that
Because it's just there. After, like Justin said, that's what you get.
After you've done it the first two times and you know it wasn't a mistake the first time.
Try walking in on the niggas making it, though.
Oh, that's crazy. It's like watching Frankenstein get killed.
I made it.
Niggas is doing all kind of witchery.
Hey, you be like, nigga, you put that in there?
Y'all putting all that in there?
Hold on.
You sure?
I seen a nigga put Taka Vodka and 151 in that shit one time. I said, oh, my nigga. I said, yeah, I ain't touching this today. Everclear. I already know.
Bro, the Everclear?
That was the first time I learned about Everclear. I was like, what is this? It's like, brain alcohol. It's like 2,000 proof. And they pour that whole shit in there. And then the nigga had the nerve to cut up like some fucking mangoes.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yo,
and then you get to stirring that bitch.
y'all all been to New Orleans before, right? Right.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Multiple times.
Y'all know about
me and Tins walking for 2 hours. Ago.
this is me.
I was drunk and we trying to find somewhere to eat, and we literally walked for like hours, forgetting what we were walking for.
Dog, me and Amin just talking, dog, just catching up on life. Like, it's 12:45 at night. So how was your day? Man, it was cool. You know, I'm glad somebody asked. What are we walking for again? Ended up with like Subway, like four in the morning.
We ran into somebody who seen us at the beginning of the day. And that's how we remember what Mo was like. Yo, so where'd y'all end up eating? I'm like,
food, yeah. Dog, we was lit.
That's those are crazy. I didn't have an experience too. Jason, what would you bring?
I would bring what I normally bring to the family functions, which is sweet potato pie and peach cobbler. And not made by me. The Cobbler King is on Crenshaw and Jefferson. Ooh. Shout out to them. And I pull up every day before or day of Thanksgiving or Christmas and nigga, sweet potato pie. And a tray of peach cobbler. It's on me. It's delicious. Niggas don't have nothing else.
And he in there.
Yeah, exactly.
He in there. Yeah.
You get the invite for sure. For sure.
You yep. Because somebody got to bring it.
I know this nigga Jerv gonna act like he an expert. Come on, bro. Jerv, what are you bringing? What are you bringing to Friendsgiving, bro? Come on.
My nigga, listen, expert or not, I don't mess around with the big functions. You know what I'm saying? It's just all right. Listen, it's not somebody gonna be upset, right? So I put myself in a position for that. So I play it safe. Alcohol is always an option. You know what I'm saying? If it's a homie that I know how the homie get down, I might offer to bring like you know, if whatever the condiments, the paper plates, all that mm-hmm. shit. You know, I might offer, hey, motherfuckers love a good chip and dip now. I will bring a chip and dip for the preview because I'm a chip and dip kind of person. Mm-hmm. I'll bring a chip and dip to calm everybody down while we watching whatever, you know, whatever. So, you know, if alcohol, if they're the type of place where alcohol, I know I don't have to bring alcohol because alcohol is just, you know, they, you know, that's what they do, you know, mm-hmm. then I'll definitely bring a little chip and dip. Otherwise, it'll be a little bottle or something.
Everybody's okay. Definitely running the dink and dunk offense right now. Nobody's
trying to be a star.
Juju, what would you bring?
See, I always do the same thing. I take my ass to Publix. I get a big old chicken. I get the sides. I get everything from Publix. Take it out the Publix bag, chop it up, and put it like the pieces in like a little tinfoil. And I got them put it in like a container over it. And I just yep. present it as I don't say I cooked it. But I'm gonna just say I put my foot in this one, y'all.
I put my foot in this one.
Every single time it's been classic, dog.
Hey, look, I fuck with it, dog. For me, man, I'm gonna bring some Solo Red cups because niggas always need cups. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, niggas talk about the alcohol, mm-hmm. but like the pressure of making food, especially like. If that shit track, I can't. I don't want to. Yeah, nah, because it's a whole year of slander. Like this, the nigga yeah. that brought.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I don't even want that on me. You know what I mean?
You can never get that jacket off.
Nah.
I can make a mean queso dip though. By the way, you know, if I was feeling froggy, right. I might leap that way. You know what I'm saying? Pandemic was a wild time, my G. I was just trying stuff out, and I think I kind of got nice with the queso dip one night.
So yeah, basically, man. Our Friendsgiving will have a lot of finger food, some dessert, and like hella alcohol.
No mac and cheese or nuts.
Some Publix.
We gotta call in some reinforcements.
So here it is.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Now, you get one plus one. That was our previous guest on the pod since its existence. So think about this. Deep cut. In the past 7 years, you could choose any guest we've had on the pod. Juju, you can sit this one out if you don't want to, or you can include yourself. It don't even matter. Justin, you can think of anything, right? Jerv.
I need a draft pool. I wish we had a draft pool to select.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We might have to have the fans make that shit because they had no better than that, right? Because they listen to this shit. They locked in. They know who their favorite guests are, who they would like to see at the Friendsgiving. Jerv, who would be your plus one of all our previous guests that we ever had?
Well, out of everyone that we ever had, I'm just trying to think of who I think probably can make something well. And everyone's popping in my mind that we had on, and no one's really screaming out as a chef type. So I'm gonna just take a chance. I'm gonna say Naima. You know what I mean? I feel like Naima probably can make a mean mac and cheese or like some mean greens or something. Might even get a turkey. I don't know.
Hey, at the very least, she's bringing a playlist.
Right. Oh yeah,
playlist. Hey, she coming with something, bro. She ain't coming empty-handed. Jason,
that's a good one.
I mean, I haven't been around for enough guests, so I guess by default, I mean, Glass is gonna have an entertaining conversation.
Oh my god!
you need that type of conversation.
Definitely high to him.
Hey, after all the Hennessy and tequila and all that,
somebody gonna say something.
Somebody gonna be mad because Glass is gonna tell me to fuck off, man.
And you know, it's gonna be somebody in the kitchen, like, you know, they got that arguing now, right? Oh, damn, for real.
What is this nigga saying now?
That part of the night.
Hey, Tinsley, who would you bring, man?
Damn. The Naima was a really, really good one.
That was a fucking good one, dog. Yeah, that was a good one.
I was glad you gave me first pick, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Man, think about it. We didn't have Jamel Hill. We didn't have Kerry Champion. We done had motherfucking, we even had a couple motherfuckers that shouldn't have been on this motherfucker that was white. Dan Perlman, Terry Ferrara. You know what I'm saying?
Why they shouldn't have been on here, man. What's that about?
Yeah.
Justin Tinsley, my bad brother. I gotta give you some information that we all are, you know what I mean? We all have. I don't even know if Amin has this. Yes, he does have this. Trayvon, can you please show my brother your shoes right now?
Ooh.
As well as the wrap around your waist, just so you can know. So remember, you're talking to someone with those on. Let's continue fucking. My bad. I'm so sorry.
You know what? This may be against the rules because it's not a guest, but he's not on here right now. But some tell me like Mariano don't know how to cook.
Yeah.
Like he just be freestyling in the kitchen, but it come out like delicious. Cause he strike me as a dude. He'll drink, he'll smoke, and then next thing you know, it'll just be like, man, I just put something together in here. I don't know what it's going to be, but he just gives me like that hood chef vibe. You know what I mean? So, and I appreciate a good hood chef.
Listen.
Shout out to the hood chefs out there, yo.
If you're bomb, listen, it's bomb alumni always. So definitely great pick. Amin, who would you bring?
Miko Grimes.
Miko will be having this motherfucker turn glasses and Miko.
Oh man,
hold up, wait, what? Hold on.
Oh man, no,
glasses and Miko at the fucking Friendsgiving, nigga.
And I'm bringing Uno cards with me just to raise the stakes a little bit more.
Oh man, God. You bring Uno cards out around alcohol? Oh man, a fight gonna start. Somebody gonna have spades in the draw.
Can you put two draw twos on top of each other, or is it just the colors?
What stacksies.
I play stacks. Like, let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
Somebody mess around and draw 22.
Yep. Right. See. Okay. There we go.
Going. This keeps going.
These niggas making up their own shit now. Gonna start the party up. Mm-hmm. Go fuck it up. I'm gonna bring Quincy Chat.
Oh yeah, that's it. I forgot about that.
That's
it.
I'm a. You know, I mean, that's already the homie. But like, I feel like Quincy gonna bring some Trinidadian shit to there. You know what I mean? He gonna add some Caribbean flavor to the fucking Friendsgiving. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he gonna cook it himself though. He probably gonna ask, you know what I'm saying, somebody to make it and bring it.
That's not a requirement at ours.
Hey, if we get Quincy, then we gotta get Caribbean too, man.
Yeah. Oh my God, Kareem from fucking Flatbush Misdemeanors. Joke.
Yeah,
that was an episode for that ass, nigga. Hey, Juju, we interviewed this nigga and he took over the pod and started interviewing us, nigga.
Who was it? Kareem, who?
Bro, he a comedian, bro, but he was
bald. Is he bald headed?
Nah.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, Kareem's bald from the show Flatbush Misdemeanors. Yeah.
I know he funny as fuck, right? Hey,
yo, he roasted me for like 3 minutes. Like me, just alone, me, just roasting me. I was just like sitting there just like, yo, this is crazy. I'm getting roasted right now. Like, yo, I didn't expect this.
Oh my God, bro. All right, Juju, you got a random pick?
I'm not abreast to the people who is on the podcast. That's on me though. I gotta do my literature. I'm uncultured. I'm all of that. So I apologize.
Nah, you good? You good?
Kerry champion.
All right, so if we got Kerry to pull up, what do you think Kerry gonna bring to the to the function?
Whatever she brings, I'll be happy it's there.
And the church said, "Amen."
That's
exactly how he was going.
Hey, I said, "You knew where it was going, bro."
Yeah, look, the writing was on the wall.
All right, since we covered that holiday, bro. One more holiday, bro. Like, listen, if you dating a girl newly, she ain't been around that long. She probably not your girl yet.
Mm-hmm.
What gift do you get her for Christmas?
Do you get her a gift? How
do you even get her a gift? Because,
well, yes, that answer to that is yes. Like, yeah. we're not gonna be like, you can, your levels of the gift that you get her is gonna be,
yeah.
But let's just keep it a bean off top for this part, okay? We can get off on the gift, but let's keep it a bean. Oh man, if it's a day, that's your fault. You shouldn't commit it before.
See, I got no one needs answer already.
I got a question though, because what's the gift just as a gift giving niggas, like, what's the gift under a real gift? Like, what are y'all? Because it's like, she's not your girl, girl. Your girl, girl would get a real gift.
It's something. Gift
it's what's something. I'm going to figure it out.
It's a bow on it that much or a little gift bag.
My game ain't that tight. I got to get a gift.
Exactly.
Shit. So, Amin, tell him your reasoning. What would you explain to him?
I don't do gifts. I don't do birthdays. I don't do holidays. So
I'm gonna let you try that.
No, hey, this is but you gotta
he
say
get
this.
It off though.
Here's the deal: you gotta say it from the very beginning. You gotta.
That's real.
And it's like ha 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 ha, and they'll be like, no, but seriously, I don't do it. And then when it happens the first time, you gotta just do just like that meme with Diddy and the dude at the American
looking.
Got
Talent. Oh yeah, yeah.
Stare at him like with a smile.
I told you.
Like I kind of told you, and yeah.
No surprises.
Most of the time, as long as you, like you've been up front and consistent, no motherfuckers they go along with it, man.
Okay,
damn.
Jason, what would you get as for somebody
that's
you just
that's
met?
What I'm, that's what I'm asking y'all though, because I'm a gift giver, and so I feel like I gotta either go. I'm either no gift or the real gift. I don't have an in between gift. Because like, what do you get somebody a book? Or what? Like, what do you get? Like a girl that you like?
Book.
Like, but I'm just saying, like,
so,
what
so, like, so, like, so, like, I think a example of what a young gift could be would be like, you know, shout out to whatever chain or black owned established massage places that are massage, out here, you know, massage, like, you know, yeah. Like them type things is safe, you know, a little, you know, it depends on how much research you did. You might do a little.
I'll give you a massage. How about that? Why don't you give you a massage?
You're coming to leave.
Okay. Okay. We know why. You're...
Fuck that.
Okay.
I got my tool belt with the oils and shit.
All right, so Jerry, you said a spa gift is okay for someone you just now seeing.
But that's real generic, by the way, Jerry. That ain't really no fire
gift. I mean, just
that you like. You got to pair it with something. You
gotta like, to me, I'm thinking this is somebody that like probably isn't my girl yet, right? But like, it's obvious we kick it enough that I can see why she might think I would get her a Christmas gift.
Bro, can y'all imagine a meme sitting this girl down, you know what I mean, rubbing her back and saying, Merry Christmas.
Hey, that would be amazing, Christmas. Bro.
Juju, you got to blindfold her and tell her, you ready for your gift now? Yeah. Come out with the tool belt on and like, take off your clothes.
Why do you have a tool belt? You keep going to the tool belt.
Hey, because this nigga got essential oils and shit.
Like you couldn't lay them out on the coffee table? Hey,
instead of
apparatus to get the oils out.
Hey instead of yo, you a sick nigga, Amin. I mean, instead of lighting the stones up, the nigga lighting up coasters and putting them on her back.
I couldn't imagine wearing the apparatus to give a back.
So you be like, so you in a lavender mood or eucalyptus? I got both.
Hey, I can mix it. That's what you mix.
You do a little fact, look, action, you know what I mean?
Hey, regardless, you're gonna open up your pores, you're gonna smell. Pores gonna be crazy, nigga. You go outside, yeah, that look. Shit gonna hit you.
I see how you're looking at me. Matter of fact, lavender liptis.
All right, Tens, what gift you giving?
Ooh. So I think obviously this is still a new thing that's going on. So you listen to her, you see, you hear what she likes. Like I know for one, I got like my girlfriend who is now obviously my wife. Like when we first started. Like, I know she was really into plants. Like, she was one of them, like, plant moms. So I was like, all right, let me go to her favorite, whatever the spot is called, where they sell plants. That obviously had nothing. I was like, yo, give me something nice in here that comes from the heart, but it's like a new relationship. I talked to the people there. I was like, look, this is my situation. Help me with this. You know what I mean? Help me. And I picked out a plant, and she was like, oh, my God, this is, like, the most thoughtful gift. All you got to do is get a thoughtful gift. You get a thoughtful gift.
My
ain't
nigga.
Necessarily.
That's it. That's it. If y'all listening,
yeah.
And y'all like a shorty, and y'all just walked in.
Clearly, the man knows
nigga.
What he's
don't
talking
listen.
About.
Don't right. listen. Clearly. Don't listen to Amin, because Amin going to have your ass never get a
smell
text
like
back.
Eucalyptus.
You going to be out here? You got people out here listening, Trey? Like, motherfuckers sit there, like, listening the whole time?
Yeah, bro, they locked in. Listen,
that's too much
a lot
work,
of
man.
Don't listen to me.
Listen to me. It's the easy. It's a no work policy, man. You just be up. Like, I don't do that.
I'm with Jerv on that. I got to get a gift.
Got to get a gift, fam.
Yeah.
Juju, you getting a gift?
I do experiences. That way I get the gift too. So it's like, hey, we're going to so and so to Hawaii. We're going to like, then it's like, all right, cool.
Will you but do
like,
that on the birthday though?
Well, I mean, I can announce it on the birthday.
So you announcing is like the trip is the gift then, right? You're just not calling it a gift.
I've never done that for someone's birthday. No, I meant like logistically how you would do it. I've never actually done that.
Yeah, it's my dude.
You're sick, man. Juju, what you bringing, bro? What you giving her?
Bro, I always give people something I would want because I like it. But y'all just put me on Jerry. That was a great answer with the spa day. I got to add that to my roller, Dino. And mm-hmm. with the thoughtfulness, that's a Rolodex as well. But I usually just give folks what I want. Shit, the newest J's that came out, like wrap them up. That's not a bad gift ever.
And it really isn't.
That's the true answer. That's where I would end up going, Juju. I'm because the J's is actually the under gift. Like that's like I kind of fuck with you. We rocking. I want you to see that I spent some bread and on some cool shit that you could actually rock, but it ain't no like I was too thoughtful and you like now I'm in too deep. Like now it ain't no like you know I can't rock back. Like I'm 10 toes down. I'm
Jay's is a very good answer.
Jay's is a great answer.
Jay's is a great answer.
That's a tough answer.
Yeah, that's good.
That is 10 out of 10. Yeah,
everybody understands the weight that comes with like Jay's. Like
that's the importance, nigga. Like you
especially around Christmas time.
Ooh,
if you got the Jay that came out around Christmas time, my guy.
Yeah,
right.
Hey, she don't gotta know how I got him.
No, you can embellish the story.
Woman that just started dating.
Fighting at the store. I was there. Like we put our guns and everything. I was like, but I got you these though.
Amin, I got myself a pair too, just so you know.
You know, I'm leaving here with something. Right.
Hey, the matching kicks is crazy early on.
Ooh,
I never heard. Whoa. I didn't say that we was doing the matching kicks. I just said, hey, I got myself. I'm just showing you that I got you what I fuck with. So you know what I'm saying?
The matching kicks is the point of no return.
I've done matching kicks. Before.
And taking a picture of just y'all feet next to each other, right?
Yeah. But that was in too deep. I was in a sunken place, my guy. Like I was out here. I thought it was it. Yeah. I mean, once you take the matching kicks, guys, like that matching kicks is even greater than I would say the matching pajamas that seems to just be the trend around the holidays. Cause it can always be a new setup the next Christmas, right?
Right below matching tats.
Disley, have you done the matching pajamas Christmas card yet?
Oh, we don't do Christmas cards.
Hey, Jerv had feet out and everything.
I'd be mad as hell, too.
Having your feet out with the full shit is crazy.
Ho, ho, ho. I'll let the jokes fly. I'll let them land. But what you're not going to do is put me on having my toes out. You're not putting that on me, thug. All right. I got socks. You got
to have a coat here.
You know what I'm saying? I got socks and I got slippers, fam. All right.
You're not Sean Little.
Nah, dog. I don't like to bring a lot of tension. My feet are cool. Shout out to people to keep them straight. I just don't like a lot of tension, dog. And I feel like it's a lot of tension on you when you got your socks off. I don't
feel more comfortable with socks on.
The maternity pic, too, with the shirt off is crazy too. Where a nigga be in the gym, I'll be like, nigga, what the fuck is this shit, bro?
Nah, ain't no way, dog. Ain't no way.
I gotta have a shirt on. Right.
That shit be crazy, man.
Because it'd be no shirt and no socks.
Right.
And no belt.
Railroad track. Now your love for your family being tested because you the nigga fighting it.
Like, nah, man. Right. You want me to put this on the timeline?
Like, in a pair of, Bugle Boys.
Nigga said the Bugle Boys.
Bugle Boys. Like, I ain't heard that since 99.
Oh, my God.
I gotta roll with spa and thoughtfulness too. But like if I can't use those answers, damn, I'm gonna have to go with like Shit, man. Like a damn, because I feel like if you go higher than those two, y'all just automatically locked in and you set the precedent of the relationship after that. Slippery if you go slope. Too high,
mm-hmm. don't do no bag.
But you got you can't walk it back down because like you
don't do no bag.
Yeah, don't do no bag.
No
don't
shoes. No bag. Yeah, listen, sneaks are safe, not the shoes.
I'm sorry, I want to go back to right. Justin. You said when you first started dating your now wife, like how did you know that she was really into plants?
Oh, like I went over to her apartment. She had them joints everywhere, and, okay. and she took like, care of them. Like, all right, mental, because I'm not a great gift giver. I'm not. Okay.
So let me ask you this. Was there any part of you that was scared that when you gave her this gift, she's like, "This nigga just got me a plant"? Like,
not gonna lie,
friends, like you will never believe what this nigga just.
Not gonna lie, it was a risky move. I know, but I was like, if I land it, I'm going to be in good grace forever. But if I don't, then I guess I'll still be single. You know, like
I ain't gonna lie. I felt like that of me, my little last situation, because I was like, I tried to be thoughtful. Like, I was like, damn, I listen. But again, I knew, like, she dated some, you know, some heavy hitters that really like to spin. So my shit was like, damn, let me take the thoughtful route, right? Let me see. I got her an unlimited membership to car wash out in Miami. You feel me? Ooh. So, because she liked to get her car wash, like, every day. You feel me? Like, on some fly shit, right? And it's almost damn near therapeutic for her. So when I got it, just like how you said it, I'm like, she about to be like, this broke ass nigga. Like, I was scared, but she loved it, bro. And I was like, oh, thank you, bro. Cause I was ready. I was like, damn.
Beating through your chest.
Like this is the thing. It's like, this is a joint that probably would have probably dumped me, right? Like if I didn't get this shit right, you feel me? Like this was the one, like, I was like, oh shit, I'm kind of pressured, bro. And all my gifts was really thoughtful. You know what I'm saying? Like I got some real nerdy shit. Like, I think I got the fucking...
It was thoughtful, bro.
Van Gogh Lego set. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went and listened, but I was going... Low-key, I was going through her timeline seeing shit she liked. So I was, like, really, like, trying to find...
This nigga was really on some Santa Claus.
Like, I was really...
Look at you out here trying, dog. Shout out to you, because you was trying, bro.
Niggas gonna shame me for trying, bro.
The day I go through a timeline to figure out what the fuck gift to give, man, go ahead and send me off to the ocean or something.
Send you off the grid.
That is like straight up like stalker behavior, man. Like I had to stalk somebody to like be able to get them a gift.
Well, I mean,
you could just listen to them when they talk because they really do tell you what they want. You just gotta listen a lot,
though. No, but the conversation never set up to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the conversation never like lobbed me up to that.
You gotta sift through, Germ, before you get to the summit.
It's a lot, bro. Only the strong survive. I'm not strong, bro. I'm out here single, bro. Clearly, I wasn't strong enough, my G. I was trying.
She gonna slip that shit on a random Tuesday in the middle of another conversation and some other shit, and she gonna be like, "You didn't remember when I told you?"
Yeah,
because I'm sure we'd all been there when it's like, I told you what I wanted. It was so and so, and he was like, "Damn."
Well, to be fair, Jason, like, the shit that she wanted, bro, was like, "I'm not married to you, nigga." That was the shit. Like, you feel me? Like, them the shits. Right. I'm like, this is my wife. You feel me? Like,
right? That shit, I just ignored.
You know what I'm saying? Like that shit was like all expense paid to something. Like, nigga, I looked at the shit like, nigga,
you live in the pipe dream.
Like 5 minutes, bro. Nah, I don't do that. I've been knowing you for 5 minutes. I can't make this one.
That car wash was a good idea, though.
It was cool. You know what I'm saying? Because I even called. I hit you up. I mean about it. Like, yo, do you know about this? And it was like the official sponsor of the Miami Heat shit. You know what I mean? I went all the way in on this shit.
You paid for a car wash. Yeah. You had the fly car wash. Forgive me, my nigga. I'm thinking you just had, like, you know what I'm saying?
Good job. Ain't gonna lie to you.
No. I figured he had it was a solid one, but I didn't think it was the Miami Heat type solid jump. Like, forgive me.
You gotta throw that in there.
You know, Trey.
Yeah, that changes the game. Yeah. Shouldn't have been worried about that one, fam. That sounds like an A1 gift.
I was thinking about Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre at the wash.
My bad.
No, but it had the premium wax. You know what I mean? They do the extra smell when you get in there. But the thing is, you know how Miami is. That shit randomly rain. It might have some bullshit weather. You know what I mean? But she want the idea to have her shit clean, glossy every fucking day. So the idea to be like, oh, I had a stressful day, I'm gonna pull up. Now every time she do the little long as the shit clear, you know what I mean? I paid the bill because it's a subscription. So that motherfucker add up. When you think about the yearly of it, it was really a real
that's a
shit.
Bill. That's yeah, a, that's nah, a yeah, bill. Yeah.
Wait. So you pay a flat fee and she can go as many times as she wanted, or it was every time she went.
Unlimited car washes, but okay. I pay a monthly fee.
That's a
great.
Yeah,
that shit hard. And she could play that new Andre 3000 while she ride through.
Oh man,
I know. Listen, we way over time, but listen, for the nigga to give us an album with no words for his debut solo album.
It's the most Andre 3000 thing ever, and I love it, dog.
Right.
But he told y'all. That's why
no, I know. Hey, man, I know. I wasn't upset.
The nigga literally was no bars on the cover.
Don't worry. I'm going to do shrooms to it. Don't worry. Yeah, I ain't here.
Like,
the people mad. It's like, bro, was you ever expecting an Andre 3000 rap album ever again?
That man is telling you I'm not rapping. How many times you got to say it?
But at the same time, the nigga still gives you fire bars. Like, the nigga will release a verse.
Well, stop doing features then, nigga. Do flutes on this album. Like,
no, well, let's not get crazy now. Let's let him do the features. You know what I'm saying?
Look, Beckers came
back. Yeah, listen. Let's take what we get now. All right. He is wrong. He could still rap, though. He could just rap about his life right now. Like, whatever it is, we are his audience. We are literally at damn near at that same exact phase of life, or we're getting close to that age where what he's going through. We gonna know. We need to know.
But Jared, he's been doing it, bro. He's been on that shit the whole time. From
bro, but he hasn't done it yet for 45 and 46. But I'm going to be there soon. Like, I need to know what the fuck is going on.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's kind of true, bro. With the evolution of hip hop and with the aging 50 years of hip hop, I think that new shit should start coming from hip hop, because it's never been 50 before. We never had 45-year-old rappers. So, dang, bro, no offense, but we still want something from you, man, because you a pioneer. We gonna put you on the wall, Jay-Z everywhere on the wall. But we need something from you, because we ain't never seen 50-year-old rappers and shit. All we hear is little goddamn Bang Bang, and he got down shooting his gun every 2 days. You feel me?
Damn, mm-hmm. I'll take a fire verse about telling me how I need to go to the doctor and get checked because my health isn't. I'll probably ride in the car, listen to that shit, and fucking bang the fuck out of that song, and probably take my black ass to the doctor like I know I need to.
He was like, "Yeah, what you want me to rest about getting the colonoscopy?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's
I mean, you can leave out some of the details, guy, but like, I just need to know. Hey, make sure you're going to do that, fam. Once you hit this number, it's real, because that's where I get all my information from. I'm trying to stay off. You know, I'm preparing to get off the grid. I don't go on the internet anymore.
All right, that's gonna do it for us today. Shout out to Justin Tinsley from Anthony for joining us. Shout out to Juju and Jason and Jerv and Trey. I'm Amino. I have to remind you all to stay black. Bro.